Hi, welcome to my poster. My name is Yeji Bang. I'm a postdoc in Laura Hooper's lab in UT Southwestern Medical Center. In this study, we identified a key molecular mechanism by which vitamin A promotes intestinal immunity. To give you a brief background of the study first, vitamin A, or retinol in other words, is a lipid-soluble nutrient that is important for the development of adaptive immunity in the intestine. It regulates the homing of T and B cells to the intestine and IgA production by B cells. Intestinal myeloid cells, including dendritic cells and the macrophages, are central to this process. They express an enzyme that converts retinol into retinoic acid, which is a bioactive metabolite of vitamin A. A major unanswered question was that how intestinal myeloid cells acquire retinol to produce retinoic acid to regulate these immune responses. We got insights into this question by studying proteins called serum amyloid A, or SAA in short. Other members of the Hooper lab previously revealed that SAA is a retinol binding protein whose expression is induced by microbiota and vitamin A in the intestinal epithelial cells. But how SAAs contribute for the mobilization of retinol to other cells in the intestine is not known. We hypothesized that SAAs produced by intestinal epithelial cells bind to retinol and transport it to the intestinal immune cells. So the goal of the study was to understand the underlying molecular mechanisms. First, in section one, I identified cell surface receptor for SAA and retinol complex. Through a series of biochemical assays, an endocytic receptor, LDL receptor related protein 1, LRP1, was identified as a putative cell surface receptor for SAAs. In section 2, I confirmed that LRP1 actually functions as a cell surface receptor for SAA that mediates cellular uptake of SAA and retinol complex using fibroblast cell culture models. In section 3, now I moved into the intestine to see if LRP1 can function as SAA receptor in the intestine. And we revealed that LRP1 is highly expressed on intestinal CD11C positive myeloid cells. In section 4, I confirmed that SAA and LRP1 promote retinol uptake by intestinal CD11C positive myeloid cells in vivo. Finally, in section 5, SAA and LRP1 promoted vitamin A-dependent immunity in the intestine. To summarize, our data show that SAA delivers retinol to myeloid cells by binding to LRP1 and promotes vitamin A-dependent adaptive immunity in the intestine. So our findings identify a key mechanism underpinning vitamin A's effects on the immune system and provide insight into how the microbiota promotes intestinal immunity.